Good morning again. It is 10:58 a.m., April 10, 2024. This is the administrative portion of our meeting. I call us back to order. We have nothing on consent, so we'll move right into discussion. And I don't know if there's anything else to add. I do want to say I want to add a discussion item being meals at formal hearings. But the first thing up is the DOE Clean Energy Innovation Fellowship, and I'll call on Victor.
Thank you. So if you may or may not recall, a couple months back, I had asked your authorization to submit applications for a Clean Energy Innovator Fellowship, and we were successful. So I thought the same thing. So our EV charging proposal received the go-ahead, essentially. So I don't have any detail exactly of how the whole thing is going to play out. I do know, it seems to me like this isn't going to be an employee on our payroll. They would pay the fellow themselves for the course of, I think it's 10 weeks worth of work. And so there will be more to come. I just wanted to give you all a heads up that
awesome.
They selected one of our programs. Not the program I would have wanted them to select necessarily, but it was kind of one of those for seed to make a showing that we're trying to play ball and what they're trying to accomplish. And so
it'll be helpful for us to get some research on different rate structures and stuff for EVs and just as a preparatory.
And I completely agree. That's what I expect will come out of this. My intention and the kind of the way I intend to run this fellow is essentially just to do research on what structures are out there, what things should we be thinking about, and then the ultimate result would be a report to the commission on things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
They could or could not make recommendations for things we could consider changing, but there would be no obligation that we follow any of that.
And we can tell them, you know, some of the fundamentals that we've already established in terms of our approach to EVs.
Yes, that'll be a lot of the kind of the starting point with them. Work through what we've already done. And
good.
There will be more to come. I just wanted everyone to have a heads up on that.
They are going to be here, or do we know?
No, we don't know. So we provided the optionality that they don't have to be on site here. I think we had specified we'd like them to come for one or two in-person visits throughout the course of the internship program, but we didn't specify they have to be on site. And it's probably good. We don't have a great deal of excess office space. So.
Well, I think that's great news, and I think we'll be good to get some framework on some additional information. So, yeah. Good job. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. That's all I had.
Okay. Then MARC attendees. I asked this beyond. I was going to look into more details and refresh myself. But so as for me on MARC, which is in early June, I can't remember.
June 9th through like the 12th.
It's going to be a few weeks actually till I know, because that's when I'm going to get an answer on something that would be a potential conflict at the beginning of MARC. At the tail end of MARC, I have something else, and I don't know what this event is Wednesday and Thursday, but I don't know if it's just kind of like gathering Wednesday evening, you know, as some things do. And so I could just leave MARC a little early and get back to North Dakota for that, or whether it's all day on Wednesday, which would mean I have to leave probably by noon on Tuesday already, and if I'm cutting off of both ends. So I don't know whether I'm going and won't for a few weeks. I don't know if, you're on the board. I assume you're going. I don't know if you know for sure whether you're going.
I'm not going.
Okay, so then the question, there's been times when we have sent some staff people there, and I think it's been, I don't know, I guess staff people that I've talked to, it's been a little bit of a mixed message on how useful they thought it was. But if we're going to do that, I we should talk about how many people we want to send and who we want to send.
I'm fine with sending folks. I think it's if they want to go, and I leave it up to the directors to propose. I mean, they have travel dollars to use and education dollars, and so I feel like they can kind of just make a proposal.
I think they have, you correct me if I'm wrong, I think they have travel dollars and training dollars. And the travel dollars is more for, I guess, as I've always thought of it, like, oh, we're traveling to visit this site, you know, to gauge the noise or something like that. We're traveling, and the training is more about going to some, you know, to Santa Fe for the rate school or something like that. Would these be travel dollars or training dollars, and what, I don't know the status of our budget. Bottom line, I don't know how many, if we're talking about sending one or two people, what, depending on whether I go, or if we're talking about sending six or eight or even more, I don't know what we're talking about here. I think staff needs to get some guidelines
right from us. Why don't they propose to us? Why do we have to decide? Can't they look at the agenda and decide if people want to go, if it's a value, and then propose to us how many they think might want to go, and then we can see if that makes sense or not.
I didn't really think of that angle.
And I'm also going to propose that the agenda that's come out is broad, but sometimes we don't have all the panelists decided. So being on the board and part of the, having some input in the planning, so if I have certain staff that are going that has some good expertise, I might put their name forward to be on a panel too. So there are some other options to consider. And I mean, just thinking about that in opportunity, that's because it's here in the Midwest, and we do have a lot of qualified expert staff that on some of these topics I would put forward to, if they were interested in attending, to be on a panel.
Yeah, I like that idea. If we have Steve make sure that that calendar is out of what the panels are and stuff, and just urge them, if they want to go, to contact you, and we could, if it seems like it might be a budget problem that there's potentially too many going, then
well and looking
it's up to the directors. They'd have to work with the directors to
come
up with their plan, because the directors are in charge of trying to help.
I'm just
where the training dollars are used, and they can make the recommendation, and then I mean, when the dollars are gone, they're gone. So if they use them for Mark, they can't use them for something else. So
I'm looking at the proximity. You know, we have, instead of an airline ticket, there's three of us, we can drive. You know, someone could drive.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. The last thing, the meals at formal hearings. You know, most of our formal hearings are things like the one we had recently in Killdeer, when we drive up there, or like in some of the ones where we fly it to, frequently it's to Watford City or Williston. And then we don't have an automobile, but just within a short distance are options where we can go and just order off the menu, and we get what we want, and it's just fine. Sometimes we run into these formal hearings where there aren't those kind of options and things have to be prearranged. The policy in the past has been to have someone order that meal, have it there. Those of us who are participating in the meeting reimburse that person, and then if we choose to put in per diem, we can. We have one of these coming up, but the only option for getting something brought in, because they will not allow us to have food there, to bring our own food in, and the option that is available is more than the per diem amount. Not a lot, but I don't know, couple dollars, but maybe with tax, maybe it'll be a few dollars. I mean, we're not talking $20 or $30 more. But I don't know how many days to order this for, or if everybody would rather, since we'll be over there with automobiles, does everybody want to just go their own way and go to wherever they want to go and do it or what? But I guess I'm looking for a little direction on whether we should order that meal, and it doesn't have to be immediately. I'm using this. Victor can contact the meeting participants in the upcoming one that are not in the room and make sure they've seen what has been proposed to Jerry by the facility. But I'm also bringing this up in the context of future ones, if we're still all right doing it as we always have, where someone just orders the meal and then we reimburse that person individually.
Well, I think looking at this upcoming hearing, we're going to have people in attendance, and what if we break for lunch, they're going to have to go somewhere to eat if they choose. So, and to give them adequate time because of where the location is. And
they, you mean the people that come to
right.
The
hotel. So I have no problem being on our own based on catering, but it's just going to have to be some adequate time. I mean, if you're going to go that route, I mean, looking all around holistically, we're going to have to.
You're talking about Baymont.
You're right.
There's a restaurant there.
It's not open.
It's not open.
There's Arby's, there's Subway in the Walmart, and there's a restaurant, right? I mean, it's not that far. For places.
No, I'm just saying because the public is going to have to go. I have right. No problem leaving. It's just you would have to give.
So is that the preference in this case, then to order enough that those options that they gave Jerry? You're a participant too, Victor.
Sure. Well, I was just kind of waiting for the right moment. I really don't have a big preference. I've spoken to a couple of our other folks, you know. So I since we're really talking about the two of you, Tim, Hope, Zach, and myself. I've spoke to Tim and I've spoke to Zach. Happened to be on the phone about other things, and they don't have a preference one way or the other. They're fine with the options that are available to us from that kind of catering or whatever you want to refer to it. But they weren't terribly concerned about price. I think the last series of hearings we did something, it was slightly different because we were permitted to bring our own meals to most of those other hearings, where this one they've specifically said we can't bring in outside food or beverages. So it is slightly different in this instance. But I don't know that if
Are we held to such a contract that if we have reserved it for a week, we have identified meals, but if we're not doing it, we're held to a contract to pay for it? I mean, I don't understand the big concern with identifying meals and having it catered in. I mean, where's the issue?
The issue is, you know, so we can't, as an example, for some other hearings, when we've gone into like the evening hours and we needed supper for our participants, we've ordered a pizza and we've just kind of split the cost of that pizza. That's not an option for us at Baymont. We can't order a pizza or have someone go and pick up Applebee's and bring it to us. Those things aren't options to us for lunch or if we would happen to go into supper. I don't think that's the plan, but in any case, we're more limited on choices at this particular venue than some of the others we've used in the past.
So it sounds like you'd prefer to just split, just go wherever we want to go?
It seems like that's going to be the simplest. Okay. I mean, like, let's keep it simple.
Okay, I'll have Jerry notify him that we won't take advantage of that then.
So you're saying everyone just kind of fend for themselves and go somewhere to eat?
Is that the simplest?
Depends on your perspective, I guess. And I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just saying, you know, for me, the simplest, as I think about it, is to not have to worry about lunch and someone brings it to me, which is what the kind of optionality that we had. You know, they would offer, they had some like buffet options, like they'll give us a hamburger bar or a taco bar. But I don't have strong feelings on
you
the
know,
topic.
Randy, I'm going to defer to you on what you feel. I will accept whatever you decide. That's there.
Okay.
I'm Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I just want
sure.
simplicity and
mm-hmm.
I'm open to whatever.
Sure.
Tell me what I need to do.
Okay. We'll let y'all know well in advance.
Yep. Yeah.
Then was there anything else for discussion? Okay, then let's get to the meat of the meeting. Ominous scheduling. Oh, I thought I brought the wrong phone.
Okay. I don't know, maybe I can let Conrad do a safe digging photo discussion first, since this will be slightly more painful and lengthy.
Sure, this one will be probably rather easy. It's probably a more of a moot point now, commissioners. At the time I sent the email and we had found out about it, the 811 board had scheduled a photo opportunity with the governor's office on April 29th at 3:30 to receive the proclamation declaring Safe Digging Month as the month of April. So I want to make you aware of that and invite you to it. However, that email was sent probably 2 or 3 hours before the 29th booked up from 3 to 5 p.m. with a hearing. So I think at this point, it's probably a moot point. So
smile pretty, Conrad.
I will represent the PSC well.
It's kind of late to have a photo at the end of April for the...
Yeah.
It's only when the governor was available, so...
Yeah, it's working with the governor's calendar, so...
So, yeah.
It has been years since we were able to get the governor in that photo, so that's... And late,
the month is
late, but at least you got it.
But happening. So I will be there. I plan on being there with the commission then, but
yep.
Thank you for your time.
Easy.
Okay. So Victor, if you can wrap it up in about the same time frame as Conrad did.
I'll do my best. Not a large likelihood of success there, but we'll try. So RTL Power, we haven't issued a notice of hearing yet. We have their dates reserved in your calendar for the hearing. Starting July 29th. I'd like to talk a little bit about public input sessions. I have some dates from the company for those. I guess kind of the first hurdle is whether you want to do them closer to that hearing date or closer to or more sooner rather than later.
When's the hearing date again?
Hearing date is July 29th. Now, there's very different trains of thoughts of when public input sessions should happen. Generally speaking, since I've been on the advocacy team for most of my career here, the preference is if there's going to be something that comes out of those that you want that group to address properly, the earlier the better. But there are other parties who will make an argument that we should have them later and closer to the hearing.
How long do you consider earlier as opposed to late? Like when you say earlier, a month?
At least. Month and a half, even 2 months.
A month before the hearing?
Yes, at least. I mean, a month before the hearing, in my opinion, should be bare minimum. Because once you get that close, you're already on the subsequent rounds of testimony where it's difficult to bring new issues to the table.
Are you going to do two tomorrow? We've been doing
noon and yep. That, yep. Once we kind of get to the time frame, I was going to bring that in, but yes, we would do, we've historically done like a noon and then an evening one as well.
I'm thinking mid-June, but
I'm comfortable with that.
That's pretty vague, but the sticklers always in the details.
I'll throw some dates out. If the preference is mid-June, I'll start there. And the first kind of mid-June dates, let's say June 13th or 14th. Yeah.
That 13th works for me.
It does not for me. That's my conflict, why I might have to come so early from Mark.
And the 14th too?
I think I'd be... Sure. Well, so we'd be talking noon and evening. I could make noon on Friday for sure.
All right.
Friday the 14th.
But then does...
Would an evening...
When we talk about an evening one, is Friday okay or...
It gets a little bit tougher. I know, actually, as I look at my calendar, I'm supposed to leave for camping that Friday after work. But we have, on occasion, split them up. Like, we'll do a noon session on this day and an evening session another day. Yeah. The preference is to keep them together, because I know specifically on this one, the company is planning to be here in person for that. So they would prefer if we can do it in a single place. They don't have to have multiple trips. But they did also say if that's the only option, they'll make it work.
What about the 19th? We have a commission meeting that day, but we could do this over the noon hour.
The June 19th is not a workable day for them. The following day, the 20th, would be.
I'm available.
Works for me.
Works for me.
Okay.
Stacy, do we have meeting? I think that we're doing interviews for the new executive director that day. I think that's what it was. Interviews for that. But you would know better if they've set some different times. Okay. I think that would work then.
Or, if that works, good. But
okay.
What right. about another possibility? Because Thursday works fine for me. But what about Thursday, the evening one, and then Friday, the 21st, do the noon one? We could just reverse the order between those two things.
Sure.
It works for me, and it looks to be workable for the company as well.
Because I'm sure whichever evening they're going to be here, they're not going probably all the way back to Fergus Falls.
Right.
So Thursday, June 20th in the evening. We're talking 5:30.
And then, you're not going to notice these quite yet. So let me just check and see if there's anything that day, because it'd probably be nicer for the company to do it all in one day as well.
Yeah. So either way, it works for me.
Could save them on overhead.
Okay, so, and no, I'm not going to, this notice, my intention would be to issue it on the 29th of April.
Okay.
Right.
So let's plan on the 20th, noon and the evening, and then as a backup, evening of the 20th and the noon of the 21st.
How about this to just put the nail in that one? I'm going to proceed with the 20th unless you let me know otherwise.
Okay.
And if so, we can do the kind of optionality where we do the evening of the 20th in the morning and then
perfect.
The day.
And then just to clear. Repeat it.
Sure.
First option?
The first option is going to be the 20th to hold both the noon session and the evening session. And if I'm given other direction from Julie between now and the 29th, when this will be on the agenda to issue the notice, we would alter it to be the evening of the 20th and the lunch hour of the 21st. And then just to kind of firm up that point a little bit, as far as times, do we want to do noon, 12:30?
What for
a start time, I can do whatever we've done in the past. I just wanted to see if, you know, that's what I vaguely recall. I'll verify what we have done, and we'll kind of stick to something similar to that. I just wanted to see if there was any other particular thoughts other than what we've done in the past, which is completely fine with me.
It works.
Perfect.
Okay.
It
shall be so.
Any other scheduling things?
And to be clear, we will be doing those here in this room and virtually. That's kind of what our practice has been as of late. Way back when, quite some years ago, we did some remote locations, but with technology in this day and age, we'll provide a dial-in link for people who want to call in remotely. I'll work with Steve and IT to see if we can offer a go-to-meeting type of thing. My only concern with that is if we get too many participants, that can overwhelm the system. So if possible, we'll include that video conference link, but we'll certainly provide a telephone option for people.
Got
everyone's it. Okay with that?
Okay. I do have 11:30. Is that all possible to keep going?
Yep. Anything else?
That's all for me.
We are adjourned.
Oh, no, go ahead.
We're adjourned.